The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And I'm dealing with a 40-pound dog that just jumped on my lap. Yeah, and her name is Jolene. And she's been up and down all night long. Anyway, and the other one, too, Jinxie. Hey, Jinx. Now they're both here, sitting on my recliner with me. They love sitting with me for some reason. I guess because I'm such a dog-friendly fellow. How's everybody this week? How's everybody's week go? I had a very interesting week. Let's see. Yesterday, most of the day was with the grandkids. Got a little work done. Went and got some stuff for the weekend to do on the flat top. And I'm going to try some different stuff. We always enjoy that food, and so, you know, we'll see what happens, but I really like cooking on that thing. So anyway, Thursday, I must have been on every single back road from A to B, and B to C, and C to D, and so forth, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I have some great advertisers up there. We have the folks that do the apple cracker food and Dirt Digger Minerals, and went up to meet those fellows for the first time, and got to say hello. And Mineral Bob happened to be there, the original creator of Dirt Digger, but nice fellows, Amish, the Stoltzfus family, and we just got along really well. So then from there, I went over to Drumore, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you call it Drumore or Drumore. I say Drumore, whether that's correct or incorrect, and met Omar Esch, who owns Harmony Ridge, which is a butcher shop, and he's just recently taken it over, and he filled me in on the whole history of the butcher shop. His son owned it originally, and you know, with the not being able to take deer from Maryland into Pennsylvania without having them processed, he had a drop-off point here in Maryland for a few years, and then last year they changed that so you can take a Maryland deer into Pennsylvania. So our Pennsylvania hunters didn't have to stop, get their deer processed, and then then head home. They can now take their deer straight across the line. So got to meet with him, and then stopped a few other places in Lancaster County and Cecil County. Just an overall enjoyable day, but boy, lots of back roads. Lots of back roads. The GPS did not treat me well because that little technology basically says you can get from A to B the fastest way this way. You know, and I'm not that kind of guy. I'm the main routes and then take a left, you know, and go and get there. I'm not the guy that, you know, goes a quarter mile, takes a left, and then go through a tenth of a mile, take a right, and then go 1.2 miles and take a left. I think the longest distance I went the other day without making a turn was 4.3 miles or something like that. But pretty country, beautiful country. You know, those of you who go to Lancaster County, you take the direct route in, you go through the tourist traps, but you get off into the country and you get back into the back roads of Lancaster County. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous county, you know, away from the believe it or not, the urban center of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you get off the back roads and get out into the true, what they call the Amish country, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place, and The sights and the sounds are amazing. You get to see all the horse-drawn carriages and the horse-drawn farm equipment and that type of thing. It's a simple way of life, and it's absolutely beautiful the way the land is kept up there. So at least where I was. So it was a good day Thursday. I can't remember much about Tuesday or Wednesday. I know I was in Anne Arundel County on Tuesday. Trying to think where else I was. I don't know. The week's kind of a blur. And the what set that all up was the weekend up in Garrett County. Went up there Friday. Tried to broadcast the show from the hotel in Frostburg on Saturday. As you know, that was a little less quality than we like. I had to do that from the phone. Dial in on the contact number and do the show over my cell phone, and not on the great Comrex unit here that's connected to our buddy Aaron this morning. Morning, Aaron. How was your week, buddy?
It was all right. I can't complain.
Well, I'm glad you can't complain. That's a good thing. So we're trying to get launched here, but we had a great Saturday in Garrett County with the National Deer Association folks, the Mountain Maryland branch. AJ Fleming runs a great show up there. Coben Benson and the rest of the folks up there. We measured about 20 deer. As you'll see, some of them are on our Facebook page for bucks, bears, stags. Put about 15 in the record book. Two giant deer. One was a non-typical, and one was a typical. Both taken with a rifle. Both measured over 170 inches gross and netted somewhere in the 160s. So beautiful, beautiful deer. And you know, I say to people every time we see one of these deer, you know, it's funny because people go, yeah, I had a run, a 150 run by me the other day. It's like, oh, okay. If you really saw what it took to measure a deer 150 inches, you would be amazed, because it's not as easy as you think. There's not as many as you think out there. So, and I'm talking about a pretty substantial set of antlers on a white-tailed deer, whether it's typical or non-typical. So we had some beautiful deer that, because of their deductions, just fell short of the record book. Unfortunately, not there's anything wrong with the deer. The deer were just gorgeous. Some of them were unusual. Some of them had, you know, drop tines and things like that. They just didn't make the records because of the abnormal tines. And that's why people say, I don't believe in net scores. Well, that's how the system works, and that's how the ranking takes place. Measured one Sika deer from Dorchester County that was measured up pretty good. There's a minimum inches of antler of 50 inches, and this one was 63 gross, 62 net. So we were happy to have that one there. We didn't measure any bears, believe it or not. Garrett County. Unbelievable that we didn't get to measure any bears. I'm not sure that people understand that bears are part of our record-keeping system here in Maryland, but they are. So, but the folks up there were great. They gave a record book to each of their sponsors. I think we supplied, 25 or 26 record books to their sponsors of the event. And, of course, it's a fundraiser, so, you know, you get your... I actually bought the early bird package of tickets, went 3-for-1 on the tickets, and was very blessed. I won a CVA rifle, not a muzzleloader. I won a CVA Cascade rifle in 308, bolt action, high-powered rifle, 308 caliber, which I was very, very happy to win, a beautiful camo. I'll need to put a scope on it, which is fine. And then also won two trail cameras. How about that? So it was Alan's night for once to be part of a fundraiser and actually win something. Over the decades, I've been to so many of these things from all the conservation organizations, you know, Ducks Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Ducks Unlimited, and, you know, just... glad to make the contribution to the conservation organizations for the good work that they do. But, you know, you want to win, too. And, boy, it just never happened for me. I think we won one or two firearms years and years ago, and that was my grandson's tickets. You know, Pop-Up would, Paul would put the money out and put his name on it, and he would win, which was fun. But that was fun to actually win something. So, looking forward to shooting a 308. I told my I told Mike up at Bel Air Gun Range. That's one of the places I was on Friday, was Bel Air Gun Range. I told Mike, I said, look, I said, do you have any 308 ammo? He goes, yeah, here. I went, okay. I said, how much? He goes, that, just take it. You know, they apparently had some, had bought an estate or something like that and had some 308 ammo in there. And he just graciously gave me a box of ammunition, and I was very happy with that. So I'll sight in with that and see how the gun shoots, you know. So thank you, Mike. Appreciate Bel Air Gun Range. Stop by, I did stop by, same day, stop by Madonna Seafood, our great sponsor, and got to see those guys. That's where I was on Tuesday, Backyard Billy's. I did stop, get to see those fellas again and ladies, and walked around a little bit. And, you know, one of the things there I saw was something I don't mention very often, but there's a lot of patio furniture there, and then furniture, casual furniture. You know, if you have a beach house or something like that, they've got some great selections of furniture for that kind of, those kind of places. You know, a lot of those beach houses have decks, and if you're on the water, you know, you have a place out back, a little deck or something like that. You put your barbecue grill out there, and they have some of that great furniture for there too, and stuff like deck umbrellas that occasionally I talk about, you know. And not one of those poles that you stick in a table. They have those. I'm talking about these big weighted base, giant deck umbrellas that'll put, you know, a 12 by 12 area in shade. Really, really nice stuff. So, but that was fun to talk to Brian. And, you know, Brian, I mention him every now and then from Backyard Billy's. He's the one that does our service work here at the on the gas insert. So we just had a good week visiting sponsors. Stopped by Spurge Tire yesterday, said hi to Brent, and you know, he said everything's great. We're trying to work on some new sponsors. We'll see how that works out, and you know, keep the show going, keep it interesting for you folks. But it is a talk show. It is a call-in radio show. And, of course, many of you know the number over these many, many years. If you listen to the station or listen to this show, it's 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are giving away a fishing tackle package of striped bass tackle next week. And then after that, in September, we're giving away a muzzleloader, a fine, beautiful muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. CVA muzzleloader is going to be a V2 in camo, and it's 50 caliber, and it's a gorgeous gun. And eventually we'll put a picture on our Facebook page, and you can see what's coming up with that. So I think it's 18 years that we've been doing it with CVA, maybe longer. I don't know. So that whole thing started when we had a... an event at the big box where I used to work. I was a promotions manager there, and the manufacturers used to come in and met the president of CVA. And I know it had to be before 2007. So how many years is that? Anyway, and we got to you know, kind of like each other and communicate over the years, and been promoting CVA for at least 17, 18 years. So it's been really a good relationship, and it's been great for you folks, too. Chance to win a brand-new muzzleloader, you know, on the air. So we appreciate those folks. So for the Fish and Tackle Contest, all you got to do is call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with our producer, Aaron, and go on the air with me. Pretty simple. So we got 2 weeks to go on that. All right. I think at this point, though, we will talk about some of our sponsors, and Backyard Billy's being one of those. As I mentioned, I was there the other day. a lot of great stuff. We talked about the wood stoves, and we talked about the pellet stoves. And how about waking up in the morning and it's 53 degrees out? It feels good, doesn't it? Man, it feels like fall coming early. I know the hot weather's coming back, but, you know, it gives you that sense that, hey, maybe I ought to think about my heating system. I ought to think about some supplemental heat for this house. Well, Backyard Billy's is the place to go. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They got a ton of fireplace inserts for pellet, gas, wood. The freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves. A lot of different varieties. You'll be glad to see that. And when you go in there, you can take a look at some of the grills, too. I mentioned your deck earlier. You can take a look at the pellet grills by Memphis and by Traeger. If you don't like the pellet thing and you prefer charcoal, which a lot of people do, they've got the grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Beautiful selection of fire rings from the floor. I don't know, maybe stacked 10, 12 feet tall in there. And a row of fire pits and rings that are, 12 feet long, 12 feet high. It's just a wall of fire pits and fire rings. Beautiful stuff. Stuff made out of old propane tanks that have been refurnished and recycled. And they're beautiful. They've got a theme on them, whether it's a duck or a fish or something like that. They've got, you know, if you like that kind of thing for your backyard or the back 40, well, you can certainly check it out at Backyard Billy's. And don't forget the complete selection of furniture. Yep. When you walk in, you'll walk through the facility. You know, outside you'll see all the sheds and all the gazebos and all the pergolas and a lot of gym sets for the kids. I mean, noticed that yesterday, big selection, tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. Why not check it all out? Backyard Billy's, they're not far away. Backyard Billy's is right off Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue. They're on Drummer Drive. If you want to put that in on your GPS to get you right there, open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? The phone number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500 for Backyard Billy's and Hearth America, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. You'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop. They're located same place they've always been for a long, long time, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Halethorpe. Crabbing supplies, fishing supplies. They've got all the hunting gear. They've got a new selection of guns coming in all the time, new Brownings. They're a full-line Browning dealer, plenty of ammo. The ammo supply in this country has loosened up a little bit, so, you know, if you're looking for stuff or need something to order, they do carry handguns for personal and home protection. If you just like to shoot, they can have a complete selection of handguns, rifles, shotguns, ammunition, hunting licenses. You can pick all that up right there at Clyde Sports Shop. They have all the accessories, too. They're a CVA dealer. If you want to take a look at the CVAs and pick one up at Clyde Sports Shop, you can do that, too. And as I mentioned, all the fishing and crabbing tackle, the rods and reels and the terminal tackle and all the lures for, you know, fall rockfish. Tandem rigs, the bucktails, the complete selection of circle hooks and weights. And if you go for a little smaller stuff, they've got the bobbers and the bass lures, the trout stuff. All of it is available at Clyde Sports Shop. Fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, just like this show. Clyde Sports Shop, as I mentioned, is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 242-6108, 410-242-6108. Be sure to stop by and visit, but also before you go, check out their website, Clyde's, Clyde's, sportshop.com, Clyde's sportshop.com. You'll be glad you did. 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop for guns, ammos, licenses, scope mounting, fishing tackle, and crabbing gear. That's the place to go in Baltimore. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot. Whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. Well, I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away.
Man, it's so nice out here. I wouldn't care if I was fishing with a naked hook.
Well, old buddy, you might as well be fishing with a naked hook. I'm fishing, you talk.
Oh, you reckon you're ever going to catch one?
Caught more than you have. No fishing,
rascal. All right. Let's get on the phone and get some entries into this fish and tackle contest. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time to make your calls. Time is ticking, folks. And we want to thank Tackle Box Tim Sherman, of course, and High Tide Lures for providing our fish and tackle packages all summer long. And we'll follow that up next month. I don't know if we're doing fish and tackle in September or not. We might do two. I can't tell you. Anyway, 410-922-6680. Everybody's just sleeping in because it's beautiful weather. Aaron, did you like this early morning weather this past week?
Oh, I didn't mind it that much. I'm definitely looking forward to fall and ready for the heat to move on.
Yeah, you and I both. You and I both. Right now here in Easton, it's 55 degrees, and it's a beautiful temperature. Actually got the door open here in the back room. The dogs can go in and out if they want, but they prefer to sleep on me right now, so... I've got two fuzzy critters here still sleeping on. Well, they're, I don't know if they're sleeping, but they're very relaxed right here. So, all right, let's see. Trying to think what else. We got archery season coming. Oh, I did talk to Eric Zlokovich the other day. He said there was a lot of response to the circle hook scoping public, you know, comment period. A lot of response, good, bad, and indifferent. So, you know, it's going to take a while for them to decide on that, so we'll figure out what's going on in, you know, January, February, March with the perch fishermen. And Eric was gracious enough to come on the show a few weeks ago and explain that. September 9th, and we've talked to the folks at the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center there in Graysonville, not far from Backyard Billy's, about their September 9th Rockfish Tournament, the Rockfish Rodeo is what they're calling it, Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament, the Talisman, T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N, Therapeutic Riding Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament, where the top rockfish wrangler will win a $1,000 prize. That's coming up September 9th, 2024. That's a Monday. Very unusual to have a fishing tournament on Monday. The boats all launch from Fisherman's Crab Deck at 6 a.m. That's 3032 Kent Narrows Way in Graysonville, of course. And we invite you to become part of this very special benefit event and a chance to win $1,000. It's a fun-filled fishing competition. Local watermen will be guiding you to the best fishing spots on the Chesapeake Bay. Then after that, after the fishing ends, you know, from 6 a.m. till noon, 12:30 p.m. at happy hour is happy hour at Fisherman's Crab Deck. Crab feast, afternoon of food, beverages, live music, games, and a silent auction. That's right. And 1:30 to 3:30 is the crab feast. It's $225, which is not a bad entry fee for a fishing contest, and that's a single angler entry. Each angler entry includes a crab feast ticket. How about that? Yeah, if you just want to go to the Crab Feast, to the benefits, $110 for a single Crab Feast ticket. And here's the phone number to call, 443-239-9400. 443-239-9400. Talisman Therapeutic Riding. They use horses to help people with certain disabilities, certain special needs, where the kids and adults can relate to the horses and bring some joy into their life. They're located at 172 Blue Ribbon Lane in Graysonville. That phone number again for more information on the fishing tournament is 443-239-9400. TalismanTherapeuticRiding.org is the website. TalismanTherapeuticRiding.org is the website. If you want to email me, I'll be glad to send you one of these flyers. And that's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you want to register for any of the fishing contests, you can, or the fishing tackle giveaway, you can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Let's talk to Mike in Rosedale. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, bud?
Hey, I just had a question. Out of state or license for sick of deer, how did they base that rate increase? How was that based? How did they up with that amount? Because it's like my uncle's from up in New York, Adirondacks, and you know, he spends a lot of money coming down here to hunt with us, and that's just crazy.
I don't disagree with you.
I'm wondering how they base that.
Well, here's how that works. Political influence. Political influence. Okay, it was run through the General Assembly. General Assembly wasn't a regulation that was sought or asked for by the Department of Natural Resources. But it was a bill that was passed in the General Assembly. And the argument was that if you go out west to hunt elk or mule deer or pronghorn, that your trophy fee is very expensive as a non-resident as opposed to a resident. And they have elevated the sika deer in Maryland to the status of a Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, I guess. That's the only thing I can figure. The proponents say that these, you know, the species deserves, you know, the same type of status. I don't know if they consulted with the Maryland Restaurant Association or if they consulted with tourism or not to bring about this rate increase. You know, like you said, your uncle spends a lot of money to come here and hunt sika deer. My guess is if he spends $200 on a license when it was $25 last year, he may not stay as many nights in the hotels, or he may not buy, you know, he may not head to a better restaurant than he would have, because he's got, you know, $175 on his budget that he can't spend on anything else other than a license. But that's my philosophy on it. I may be wrong. You may disagree with me, but to me, you know, there's only a certain budget.
Yeah, I was just curious, and I understand trying to make it a little more, because there is a lot of out-of-staters that
3,200 permits. 3,200 permits were sold in the 2023-2024 season. 3,200 non-resident sika deer stamps were sold at $25 a piece.
I think they should have looked at also how much meat you're getting out of it, right? You're not getting that much meat out of a sika deer because they're not that big, you know?
Well, I mean, look, if you come from out of state to hunt a sika deer, you're not hunting for the meat.
Yeah.
You are. Wait a minute. You're hunting for the trophy. But now, I've heard different philosophies. Okay, one of them is simply this: that they're going to get their money's worth. The non-residents now are going to be, if they normally pass up a hind or a smaller deer, you know, they're going to take them now because, hey, look, I paid $200 for this ticket, and this is the limit, and I'm going to shoot my limit. As opposed to, you know, one for meat and you know, a nice stag or something like that. So I suspect that there's going to be a lot of young sika deer killed. I suspect there's going to be a lot of spikes. I suspect there's going to be deer that would normally be passed up by a non-resident in anticipation of taking that trophy. You know, last day, last light, the stags come in very, very late usually. And, you know, people aren't going to want to wait. They're just going to want to take their meat and go home. That's my thought. What do you think?
I agree with you on that part of it, but I just think that was way too much of an increase from what was it, 25 to 200, I think? Or
that's exactly
like that.
Right. Yep, 800%.
And, it's just... To be honest with you, he's not down here to hunt the meat. He comes down, he brings a trailer. We're in a club down there in Cambridge, and he stays for a month. He loves hunting. He's 84 years old, and
right.
He hasn't had too many years, and he's on a limited budget, you know?
I do know. I understand exactly what you're talking about, Mike. I understand. So.
Yeah. All right,
well, thanks for the comment. I appreciate it. Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye. Christopher, let's talk to Christopher in Catonsville. How are you, Christopher? Good morning.
I'm fine. I'm awake.
Well, that's a plus. So what can we do for you?
Well, I called in to put my name on for the drawing.
Okay. You're in. As long as you gave your name and number to our call screener and producer. Well, then,
yes,
that's indeed. All we need. Cool. That's all we need to do. So.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All righty, you have a great day.
You too.
See ya. Bye-bye. There you go. See, that's all you need to do. That was very simple. Very simple, very simple. So, I did tell you last week, I believe, that I ordered a CVA Crossfire, which is the muzzleloader that receives the Federal Fire Stick cartridge. And the way this works is you do load the bullet through the muzzle, but just the bullet. No powder goes down the muzzle. Okay? The powder's contained in a little charge. It's about a, 2.5-inch, 3-inch cartridge. It looks kind of like a shotgun shell, like a 20-gauge shotgun shell or something like that. You break your action on your muzzleloader, whether it's a CVA or another brand. You place the cartridge in. You put a 209 primer in the end of the cartridge, and its plastic cartridge contains 888 powder, Hodgdon 888 powder. You close the breech. You got the bullet down the barrel, the cartridge in the breech, and you're ready to hunt. The difference is that it requires a 4473. You need to sign up for, you need to put your paperwork in, FBI form, whatever you want to call it, 4473 form, to pick up that firearm, which is fine. You know, I had to do that the other night with the 308 that I won, and, 10 minutes later, I walked out with my firearm. But the Crossfire from CVA has been sold out across the board until spring. So I'm not sure where they're manufactured, but can't get one. Can't get one. So we pulled the order. We'll revisit that in the spring. But, I was going to try it. I was going to shoot it, and I was going to tell you about it. But I guess we'll just have to tell you about the great CVA muzzleloaders that I already own. I own a couple. And then what we're giving away is the V2. The Optima V2, all three are the same this year, in camo, 50 caliber nitride barrel. And I have to check and see if it has the scope mounts or the Picatinny rail. I'm not sure which it has. I didn't open them, but I have them, and I'll be delivering those to the winners. So 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Joe in Glendon, please. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. I called to enter the contest. I'd usually just like to listen to your show, but then I realized that my 7-year-old granddaughter's going to start taking up fishing. I said, well, it'd be really great for her to have something good to start with.
Well, that'd be good, sure.
That'll teach her how to do it right, but this way she'll have really good stuff. So that's
yeah.
The reason why.
Well, very nice, very nice. Is she 7?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Oh, great. That's just about the right age to get them started.
Good, good.
Yes, sir.
And I might even get interested, but we'll see.
Let's hope you can.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Very good.
Good. Okay.
All right, you're in, sir.
Thank you, and have a really great weekend and all the other good stuff that's coming on.
All right. Yep. Hunting season right around the corner. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. Hey, Spurry's Tire Service, located in the at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. I was talking to Brett a little bit yesterday, and that trip I took to Lancaster County and up in the, all across the shore, the eastern shore, and I travel the back roads all the time, and you see a lot of farm equipment out there along the roads and in the fields. And I look at some of those machines, and I say, well, those are really specialized. It's not just your tractor and a PTO accessory on the back anymore. They're specialized machinery, and they all have tires. And I said, Brent, you have a truck that goes to the farms, right? He goes, yeah, it's a big part of our business. I said, well, I will tell people more so about that because we've got a lot of folks that are landowners that listen. And, any tire for any of these machines is available at Spurry's Tire Service. If they don't have it, of course, they can get it in a day or so. So if you're a landowner, a farmer, and you have some of the specialized stuff to work your crops, you need a tire, Spurry's Tire Service will come to your farm and take care of your tires. How about that? They have American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and all the others, Michelin and all the other brands if you need it. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard and your barnyard, as I mentioned, your garden tractor, your wheelbarrow. That's right, your lawnmower, your little, you know, push lawnmower if you need a tire. They've got it. Spurrier's Tires offers tire repair on the spot, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on, and it does every now and then. Again, their 24-hour and farm truck services and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. So stop by. No appointment needed for tires. I told Brent, I said, I really hit that hard. He goes, what? I said, that no appointment needed for tires. Oh, thanks a lot. No appointment needed for tires. 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. Spurriestire.com is the website. The number again, 822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make them run. But when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say
California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Amen, Hank. Amen. Amen. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680. We've got Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. Oh, hey, buddy. You got to turn that radio down, man.
Amen, Hank. Amen. Amen.
Chris? Okay, Chris, you got to turn your radio down. We're on a 7-second delay. We didn't need to hear Hank again. But we turn that radio down, and we'll get you back on the line. In 3, 2, 1. Chris,
yeah,
are you there?
Sorry about that. I was under the understanding that I was coming on after the break, and I thought that meant after the 7 o'clock break. So.
Oh, no, no, commercial break.
Yeah, my apologies.
Not a problem.
I'm under the weather. I haven't been feeling good the past couple of days. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that. Everything all right?
It's just a chest cold.
No, I got it. Yeah.
Okay. You were talking about Lancaster County earlier. And,
yeah.
You know, the amazing thing about that is so many of them farms are all worked by horses and mules.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And it's gorgeous country. Gorgeous country. Gorgeous country. Yes.
It is.
No
That's
question.
One of the most fertile spots in America, that Susquehanna Valley.
I believe it. I do.
Yeah.
So, sounds like you're very familiar. Been all right.
Yeah, we were up there quite a bit when we were shoeing horses. I was shoeing horses, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's plenty of them up there to shoe, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'd go up there to get horse shoeing supplies from Stoltzfus.
Yeah, Stoltzfus, that's a common name. That's the name
that's of that. Name up there.
That's the name of the company that now owns Apple Cracker and Dirt Digger Mineral Supplements, Stoltzfus Mineral Supply.
Yeah.
You know, really nice home, really nice farm. The brothers are really well-spoken and
yes.
And nice fellas. Very nice to meet those guys or Thursday whenever I was up
there.
And have
you ever noticed the young ladies, the girls, how clear their complexions are?
Well, not, I, no. I haven't really paid much attention.
Yeah, I mean, just.
Okay.
I'm a father of three girls, so, you know, gosh, you know, acne and all that stuff. But you look at those little Amish girls, and their complexions are just beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sound pervertish or anything.
No, I understand. Yeah, I understand. So. All right, well, just want to get in the contest or what?
I really don't have the opportunity to fish striped bass down here.
I got it.
So I figured right. I'd let someone else win that who could use it. Maybe that.
Oh, well, that's good.
Take his daughter out or granddaughter out.
There you go. Let's hope that happens. That'd be good. Well, call me back next week or anytime you want to talk, and maybe get in the muzzleloader contest. How's that?
Will do, buddy. And hi to Teddy, and you take care, Alan.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call. See you, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi to Teddy every week. And we got Carol on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of just a comment or a question about the sick of deer stamp and stuff like that.
All right.
Sick of deer, aren't they an invasive species?
Well, let's put it this way. They were an imported species well over 100 years ago. I think they first came to Maryland on, I believe, Jane's Island and Assateague about 1916, something like that. And they were brought here to be raised commercially for meat. And they were released, into the wild. Mm-hmm. And established themselves in the marshes from Assateague to Dorchester, anywhere pretty much where there's marsh. And you know, Wicomico, there's some in Worcester, there's some in Delaware now, and they've continued to spread. There's a herd of about 15,000 or so, and they became a game species. They are competitive with whitetails. They do eat farm crops, there's no question about that, but they primarily stick to the marsh. To answer your question, are they an invasive species? Imported more so than invasive.
Yeah, because like I know with the snakehead, the blue cats,
yep,
and some other stuff, there's no season, no crew limits. They want to
right.
get rid of them because they're invasive, because not supposed to be
right.
here. And I know
well,
I, different plants.
And I understand that.
Taken over.
I understand
so why
that.
Is there, well, my question is, why is there a season and why is there a crew limit on it? If they're invasive, then...
Are you a hunter, sir?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Have you hunted
yeah,
sika deer?
And fish.
Are you a hunted? Do you hunt sika deer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So, do you hunt public or private?
Well, it's hard to hunt private anymore. Just mainly public.
So you hunt public. Okay.
Yes.
So you hunt public land, and as a hunter. Do you value the sika deer as a game species, even though it's, quote-unquote, in your mind, invasive? Do you value it as a game species?
Yes, I do, but I, in my opinion, and this is nothing to really do with the deer, it's Maryland is a money-grabbing state. And
oh, here we go.
Money. And why aren't there a tag on snakeheads or why aren't there a tag on blue cats?
Well, there is. There's a reward. There's a reward program for snakeheads.
No, why don't they have to pay to harvest them? Why don't they have a stamp, just like on like trout? If they, you know, people come in from other states to fish for snakeheads.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's make a comparison here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing a blue catfish to a sika deer. Do sika deer eat the iconic seafood market species that snakeheads do?
Well, I understand that. I see that.
Well, then that was an unfair comparison.
Yeah,
You're comparing an animal that you like to hunt, okay? But my question is, if you hunt public land and there was no limit, would you continue to hunt public land?
Depends on the land and how many people were there.
All right.
I understand like that's comparing apples to oranges.
It is. So do me a favor. Come up with come back with a better argument, and we'll talk again. Right now the music is playing, and I've got to say goodbye for the hour. So thank you for the call.
Have a good weekend, sir.
You do the same. Thank you. All right, folks. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Make sure you love your family and love the Lord, and we'll see you in the next hour.